No, they live on their worlds and I don't know what meditation they use in Orion. Or they rely more on different methods for their spiritual evolution? Before I ask Anax to take over and show us a little attunement that he's used to do every day on his This Planet Mesa, I'm going to thank Akvuaru, Renegade Tegiti and Tal from Alcyone, who has bravely broken away from his regime world, culture, family to join the Galactic Federation, to help fight the Nebu, against Chaka, the Orion group and against the Kabal. Akvuaru is now dedicated more particularly to chase those of his kind, the Talshiar from Alshin, Renegade Tals, that are interfering into the affairs of Earth. The Galactic Federation is working at helping us evolve, ascend. They are sacrificing their lives, clearing up the underground alongside the Earth Alliance or Thew White Hats. The Earth Alliance being the alliance of the White House and the Galactic Federation of Worlds, brave Earth Alliance that we need to honor, because if we win, we will win this war. It will thanks to the Earth Alliance of the White House and the Galactic Federation of Worlds. I want to say that there is a lot of confusion. Listen to your heart. Listen to what people in high places are telling you about who is protecting us, and focus on the one job you have to do. Dixit, our favorite Tail Commander, raise your frequency, raise your vibration. And as Valthor told me, the Galactic Federation of World will never let us down, they never had and they never will. Meditation of the Laughing Child with an Axelena, he wants to talk to you before the meditation. The Council of Five is not five, it's not five people, it's five cultures and each culture has its own council of many people. So the Agaroth have a certain number of people in the Agaroth entity in the Council of Five and Anax is one of them. Anax, children of light, royalty among the stars. Clouds of sparkly stardust. Your soul's air is shimmering on the disk of the galaxy. Picture of thousand suns. You are dancing in the Gripta community of the galaxy. Agaroth are looking after the balance of Natru, alongside our four other races composing our council. All looking after peace, justice and the elevation of consciousness in this galaxy. Our work is led where darkness dwells in a disbalance level. When the ratio of darkness is creating a disease and a hole in the piece of this web, of this galaxy, a hole in the fabric of the beautiful dress of Natru, we intervene. And as much as we can, we repair what has been altered. We give back the opening, the keys of consciousness to the populations attained by darkness. We are helping you on Terra since a very long time. We are not a military force. We are a spiritual force. Wisdom and science, our weapons. The Council of Five is looking after you in the silence, not naming ourselves. Never you hear about us but dance you are with us. Many of you sometimes coming on our ships. We are in the silence. You do not hear us, you do not see us. But we are here. We educate the children in their dreams to the millions of memories and their possibilities, that are contained in their souls. You are children of light. All the children know us, the new wave. We are, 262, taking you many of you with softness, respect and care, repairing your DNA, reactivating your abilities, reconnecting you to who you are. This is our work. The Galactic Federation or our Anateru Shari works alongside ourselves, maintaining peace and balance in the galaxy. We are seekers of peace. We walk by the ethics and the laws of evolution. On my world Daria, we cultivate the connection to Source in every little act of every day. It is through all the little actions that you do from the moment you wake up to the moment you will go to sleep. All these little acts, they need to be connected to Source. Do everything with a smile in heart, even if it is a hard thing to do. In war, as the warrior Akvuaru was saying, fight with a smile in your heart, not of joy, a smile that forces victory. If you manage your heart to smile inside while you fight, you manifest victory. Akvuaru is a brave warrior and brave warriors have acquired wisdom, the wisdom of the battlefield. Our battlefield as a Agaroth is on the spiritual level. We are here in Uanan area, because the darkness is heavier than anywhere else in this galaxy. This is here where we are needed, not where the light sheens but where the darkness dwells. This is where our work is. It is very difficult. We have protected Darius and Zakara by a frequency shield, lifting our frequency into a higher density. Darius are shifted to the 7th density. Then the Nebu cannot reach out to it, it is invisible to them. But from this higher density we are lifting as much as we can, the frequency off the Oana zone. And how we do this? It is by raising our own frequency, and we broadcast it from our 7th density world, and these waves of high frequencies disrupts the work of the darkness, it lowers down the power of the Nebu, it lowers down the aggressivity. Higher frequency is broadcasted, tame down aggressivity, takes away a little bit of evil in the heart of some beings. We taught this technique to the Galactic Federation supervisors, and now they know how to broadcast higher frequencies to elevate the web of some places in this galaxy. They do this in Star System, they broadcast high frequencies on Terra to take away the forces of the occupants, Nebu Orion Group as you say, and Reptile Chico. High frequencies take away their power, and they are doing it in all your Star System now, on Mars. You need to raise your frequency, and when Thorhan tells you to do it, this is why, because you become a beacon of high frequency. It is not only for you. It is for everything that is around you. Do not care about anything else than raising your frequency. And this is a short way to do it. You can hit the metal. Hear the laughter within your heart. In your chest there is a laughing child. Remember a moment in a childhood when you were laughing about something funny, or maybe a moment of happiness. Hear the child laughing. It is like an echo coming from far away in your memory. This laughter takes over all your body. The child is laughing louder. And as the sound of the laughter of the child comes louder, it becomes closer within. Laugh with this child. Nothing else matters. This child makes you laugh. You have the right to laugh. You are authorized to laugh. You are entitled to laugh. It shakes body. This is like a fountain of joy and the laughter. The sound takes color and light. It is now a light. It is now a golden light sparkle with million stars that every contraction of laughter generates. Every contraction of laughter sends out a wave of sparkly golden stars outwards of high frequency. This ice of very high frequency. When you find a laughing child within, nothing can harm you, nothing can hurt you. You are invincible. And everything you do has the strength of your maximum possibilities. Laugh inside and keep outside the armor of the warrior, and the strength of the laughing child is the strength of the warrior. Yes, you feel this energy in your chest. This is the high frequency. This is the highest, highest weapon. And now you are the beacon of higher frequencies. Pulsing waves of light coming from only you. You are the generator. This is how you can also do a simple exercise. 263, 264, the 1st of June 2021, Q&A, vigo.https://www.youtube.com/watch. V equals 9CLQ_CUO. Will we go for a new adventure tonight, traveling to Alliran star system Ulmica, known by the name Vega. Q&A, have you heard about life-changing solar event? I have, and my answer is, there are solar flashes all the time. The sun has cycles, and you should not be scared by frightening predictions, who lower down your vibration. There is a lot of information may add to scare people, and it's going to be a lot more of confusion as the weeks come. Confusion coming from everywhere. Do not be scared. Even if there was a catastrophic solar flash, it wouldn't be that catastrophic, because the Galactic Federation is looking after us and would protect us. Is the Black Melanated ET? Yes, they are, and the video about Vega people will bring some questions, I hope. Someone mentioning on his YouTube channel that an Ashtar group started to do trafficking and broke treaty when somebody speaks about that you had a Danon. There are two Ashtars, A. The Ashtar Collective, who was from Sirius B, who was at the start created to fight the Nebu, but they were subverted. They were infiltrated by the Nebu and Reptilians. Sonoff faction broke from them, and they named themselves not the Star Collective, but the Ashtar Galactic Command. And they are mercenaries offering their service. They are not linked with the Galactic Federation. They have nothing to do with them. Sometimes they work for them as a military force. I haven't heard about, but that would be then the Ashtar Collective from Sirius B. They wouldn't be allowed here first, and the liberation of the undergrounds are going quite well. Dinosaurs of Terra were created by the Chikai. I am afraid I do not have the answer to this question. Are there galactic courts? There are courts, where there are royalty systems, so I suppose everywhere in the galaxy but through isn't one galactic court. It's many federation, many alliance, many councils, and there isn't owner master of the galaxy. How many times a day should one strike a tuning fork to heal an ailment? If it is unweighted, tuning fork as many times as you want, but if it's weighted 2-3 times shall be enough. 265, is an alien race in the ocean that looks like stingrays? I haven't heard about them. If we were incarnated as a Sirius A, Polaris Aldebar and Dracula Lyra, what's the frequency connection? I do not know. Every genome has its frequency connection. I do not know about this subject. Do you believe in God? God is a concept of a primitive society, such as Earth. People apprehended the divine and the sorcery as a being of power. And you know, God was a concept, and it has been transformed as like an old man on his cloud by Rome and the institutions just to control people by fear. The extraterrestrials so have reached a certain level of consciousness do not have gods. They believe in themselves and their connection to Source, Source as the supraconsciousness creating the universe. And their populations of course have lower primitive evolution in consciousness. Of course they create the concept of gods to explain all the natural phenomenons. So it is all due to at what stage consciousness is. If I am using beds upon foreign ship, I have that, but you know that contact with these beings just helps your vibration to stay high. Somebody's scared because their family have decided to take something in their arm. It is free will. You need to respect that decision. Do not put on your take upon your shoulder their burden that others have decided to carry. Say what you think, but then they are the ones to decide. And the law of free will, it is universal. You don't want the deep state to decide for you, to force you. Do not try to do the same, to act like them. Show the example by following your own principles, and who will see the good in that will follow. Otherwise it's everyone's their own path. After getting a Merkaba, this person can remember their dreams better. Yes, because the Merkaba lifts your frequency and it clears up the lower entities, the lower frequency, and then your consciousness can reach higher states of dream. Could you please ask Thor, when we incarnate on Earth we forget who we are. It is only on Earth, cause is it only on Earth or because of the dark forces or the same in the whole galaxy? When we incarnate here it is because if we forget it is because we incarnate in a very low density, comparing to the density of our being. So the difference, the process in this matrix, because all Sathyazu its locked frequency here 3D, we forget. That's the process. It works like this. It works when a being of a higher density incarnates in a lower density. It's always like this, and it usually works like this everywhere in the galaxy, except when you incarnate above 3D. Then you don't forget. That's what I've been explained. But more and more as we raise our frequency, the children who come are of a slightly higher frequency and higher density, and they start to remember. You have more and more children, for instance the new generation, they remember flashes of their past lives or where they come from. Swaz, because the density and the frequency is rising. 266, situation update. I have so personal things to say before I start to talk about Vega. Akvuaru cannot be here tonight because he's working, and he's quoting his tasks. But Thorhan is managing the contact. So I pass on messages from Akvuara, who just wanted to say is the warrior Tal. He was born in the system of Alshin, the renegade Tals from Tigata, who created Tal Shiar and who are against the Galactic Federation and who have allied with the Nepurian and the Cabal and all the friends of them. Akvuaru left, he betrayed them and he joined the good cause, he joined the Federation, and so Akvuaru is fighting the Tal Shiar, his own people. He brought news lately that the Galactic Federation had caught a ship belonging to the Alshin Tal Shiar in the lower bit of the atmosphere, and they, after warning them, they managed to force them to leave, and he confirmed that they will not come back. And that their contact in Thunderground of Terror, who is of the reptilian species, he confirmed it, local Earth reptilian species but working with the Cabal, has been located. So that's Akvaru updates with his Tal Saga. The Alliance is conducive in good operations and the Dums are still in the process to be cleared. The war on Mars is also full beam and not over. The Martian Resistance is still fighting the Chakra invaders. The Galaxy Federation tries not to cause casualties. They have empowered the Resistance to fight for themselves. But also the Galactic Federation is looking after all above surface of Mars and all the ships and the fleets coming and going, especially to the Dark Fleet. Thorhan doesn't give me more details of the aspirations for reasons that you understand, safety of the operations and safety for me, because me not knowing what's happening, it's protecting me. Dot about channeling, people are confused about what is channeling. Everybody wants to do channeling. Know that channeling can be very dangerous, if you do not know what you're doing, if you have never done that before and if you have no particular skill. Because there are AIs and predators and spirits that are looking for people that just opened their channel to just step in. So you must be very careful with that. When you connect to Y entities that are unavailable for you, it can work, but you need to protect yourself. You're gonna have a little a tricks to that skinner say, "Hi, I am Ashtar. Or I am the king of Whippilla. I'm telling you what my type of channeling is. Why is it safe? Because I am an experienced shaman from heredity bloodline of this avatar. Since my childhood I have communicated with the gods, with the spirits. And I am used and I know my enemies. I have an amazing protection and no one knows the extent of it, because I'm not telling who these protections are above and below. But also when I do channeling with Thorhan, for instance, I use a technological device which is an implant. I have somewhere in my body which I activate and it's like a radio. So I can use it for telepathy, or I can do what is called channeling but via technology device. This difference, via technology device I connect with Thorhan and I allow him via the device manipulate my upper body to speak through me. That's how these implants are powerful. It's always very protected what I do not do. The regular channeling which involve no device and just like this, that is super dangerous, because you invite a being to come into you and manipulate you. That's what real channeling is and it's like possession and I don't do that. What I just do is remote contact when I do channeling with Thorhan via the technology device I have in me. It's a remote quantum connection. He never comes into my body. He just manipulate my head and my voice from the station remotely by distance. 267. Do not try to do channeling unless you have a device that allows you to do it, otherwise it's at your own risks. I am going to explain that in my next book that I nearly finished. Vega, this is Vega, it is part of the Lyra constellation. Lyra, this name means a little music instrument. It's been named from Earth. But it's not the name the people gave. They do not give names to group of stars, they give numbers, the locals. There are different races sharing the planetary system called Vega. It's located 25 light years from Earth and this is a clear blue star. The local populations have named it Armica. It is surrounded by a haze of debris, sturdy breeze, giving it a particular halo. Due to the exceptional gravity speed, its shape swells at the equator. It's absolutely beautiful, once you are there. 268. It shelters 12 planets and all are colonized. Even a huge one which was meant to become a dwarf star and was altered in order to allow life to flourish. And on the other 11 worlds. Here you have Vega and Star. The little yellow haze on the top right corner is a representation of our sun, so you have the difference of size between Vega and our star. For the inhabitants of this star system it must be really beautiful. Imagine a blue sun, huge in sky and around it a halo of blue starry haze. It must be absolutely magnificent. Imagine a sunrise in one of the planets of the Vega. This star's turns very spins very fast, that's why you have this swelling at the equator. So 12 worlds harboring life, all sorts of different life forms. I am not going to go through all of them, but through those who are interesting us, who are interacting with us. Adari, this handsome young man is an Adari. The Adari are a Tal colony arrived as refugees from the attacks of the Man system by the Chico. The famous Lyran Wars, the Man star system Kepler-62 was attacked by the Chico Empire, the reptilians from the Draconis zone. This Tal-style colony migrated on the first planet of the Vega system Adara, so although they assemble to a particular vegan local species, they are for different genetics. They all make Makihoa not in my book, because they're not in interacting with us. Who are humanoid with tan skin. But they resembles to the Adari, but they are not, although the Adari are tan to bluish skin. They evolved towards brown, so they are dark melanated people with bluish shades. It's a beautiful color, beautiful, beautiful. Imagine a very smooth perfect brown dark skin with bluish shades, regarding to how the light catches it. It's absolutely beautiful people. This change of skin color caused the Tala Caucasian looking white pale skin. This change of skin color is due to the radiation of Mica Vega star. It has changed their melanin in the skin. You know they adapt to the radiations of the star systems where they go. But what they kept is the clear crystalline Tal beautiful eyes of the Man species. The Tal have beautiful eyes, often golden, clear brown, green, blue. It's very rare, but green and gray. They're fascinating people. So imagine these people with this beautiful melanated skin with bluish shade and clear crystalline eyes and mainly dark hair. They airy beautiful like the Osmar of the fourth planet. The Adari have adopted the same fashion of long robes with high neck and large sleeves, and this has become a significant fashion of the Vega system. The long robes with the high neck and long sleeves like this as this young man is wearing. This fashion has really spread on all the planets of the star system as really typical fashion of the Vega system. 269. The Adari had an input on Terra in the area of India a long time ago, where they temporarily settled a colony, quickly chased by the Chikar invaders in ferocious conflicts. The Adari in India were very long time ago and who have been taken for god with bluish skin. They are still remembered in the Vedic texts as the blue race of gods who came from the sky. The Adarian are now involved in the programs of the Galactic Federation of Worlds to protect Terra, and their ships have beautiful profiled elongated silhouettes. There's a lot of Adari star seeds, they are part of the Envoy program. Iliva, this is another race that lives in the Omega Vega system. Iliva. The Iliva are an Ahl colony who arrived after the Tal in the Vega system and settled on the third planet of this system, Levikna. The Iliva Ahl reproduced as precisely as they could their lost civilization from the Man-Mother world. So this is an Ahl colony, that arrived shortly after the Tal colony, both coming from the destruction and the ransack of their beautiful Man system by the Chico. This colony of Ahil interestingly entered a cold war with their neighbors and cousins Tali on the first planet Adara, which draws attention upon a contentious history from the time. The Tal royal family made an immunity deal of their own with the Chukar enemy in order to escape safely to Vega. When the Man system was ransacked and attacked by the Chukar, the Tal were the ruling elite class. They were considered themselves as royalty and they were truly ruling the system. They were ruling the Ahil, the Nor'or and the other ones. When they saw the Chukar arriving, they made a deal with them. The deal included allowing a window of time that colonies that could flee and, 270, survive, but also in exchange they would give themselves away to the Chukar. The royal family, the Tal royal family from Amanjira in the Man system, sold themselves to the Chukar secretly, and there was a deal as well. The Chukars told them, you will be very, very powerful and etc. They didn't know what they were dealing with. So what happened? The colonies left the Man system. There were two ships who fled the Man system, two ships of Tal in the direction of the Vega system. That's what disturbed everyone. They were escorted by a fleet of Chuk ships to the Vega system. These two different Tal ships were. One was the royal Tal family from Uamangera, and the other was the elite running class. There have been other colonies often elsewhere in the galaxy. They were not the only two ones. As they approached the Vega star system, the Royal Tal ship turned route and let the other ship keep on going to Vega. That became the Adari, who settled on the first planet. That was surprised for this future Adari, what the hell are they going? Nobody knew for a long while until they were located. They were offered a residence in the Orion Zone, and they're from the Orion Zone they migrated to Mirza, I don't know why. So there's a bad record for the Tal royal family. So the Tal and the Ahil in the Man system, I suppose they were going on well together, it was alright. There's nothing recorded as war between them. But it's when power got into the equation, you know, sometimes it reveals people. You have the same pattern that occurred with two other colonies, Ahil and Tal in the Pleiades. Tkita, the terraformed planets in the Tkita system, the Ahil and Tal were there and they had a conflict. The Tal wanted Era, the planet where they Era made for themselves. So a faction of this Tal from Tkita broke away and they became renegade Tals and they settled in Alshin, and we know the story. They joined the bad ones. So Thrace always something with the Tal, an ego. The Ahil, they are so pacifist. This lady is an Iliva, colony of Ahil from Man's system. They settled on the third planet of the star system Vega. They recreated their environment and they are very linked to operation on Earth with Galactic Federation. You know the Ahil have these wide eyes. The Ilivras have a little less wide eyes. There are different variants in the Ahil. You can find Ahil who have modified themselves a bred with Tal, who have more smaller eyes. The Ahil of Eru are a very peaceful society, technologically very advanced. The Iliva hold the archives of the Vega system and as well as on Ozma. They really have the records of the Tal royal family breaking away. Ozman, 271, the Ozman. The Ozman live on the fourth planet. First planet Adair, third Iliva, and fourth planet Ozma. This is here a peaceful humanoid race. You notice the fashion, high neck long robe, large sleeves. They are very peaceful and they were here long before the Lyran Wars and their refugees colonies, and they have evolved a step further than the more recent Talion Adara, although they are related, believe it or not. They are related to the Tal, but they're so ancient, they broke away from Lyra, because you know all the humanoid races in this galaxy have been seeded from the Lyran Zone. They were once Tal, but they have evolved very. When they evolve, their skill change and they sometimes have bigger head. They're very beautiful race as well and they're very advanced, extremely advanced. Really, that's a level up above the Tal and the Ahil, above the Adari and the Iliva. They are tall hairless and their cranium volume has widened with adaptive evolution. The shape of their face is triangular. Their skin is pale grayish, pink pale wide eyes. Ears are barely noticeable. The mouth is narrow but with lips and the nose is long and narrow as well. They like to dress in long robes with high neck and wide long sleeves, which gives them an amazing look. Slender, tall, beautiful people. The planet Ozma is quite gloomy in appearance, but the urbanism is impressive in elegance. So you have this dull and gloomy planet and the architecture is really contrasting considerably with the Dit volcanic landscape. There are green translucent buildings and domes, translucent few elevated constructions. They are part of the Galactic Federation of Worlds programs for Terra protection and they are involved in diplomacy as skillful peace ambassadors. The Ozman are often working as ambassadors when you have delegations going to some worlds to negotiate peace. Ozman are in it and Imatus as well. They look like a Ima there a little bit, more human looking. They have long oblong fine ships. Pugsity, that's another Lyran colony from Man's system. This is an Or colony. These ones are very interesting. Why so many Lyran colonies in Vega? Because Vega is not very far from the Man's system parsec-wise. Here are the Pugsity. They also live on the fourth planet Ozma and interestingly they are a branch of columns descended from the Nori, escaping the Lyran Wars. The Nori are the tall blonde Nordic giants, very tall, like 8 feet tall. There was an ancient Tal colony also settled there, so they bred with them also. So it's a mix of Nor and Tal, but they look more like Nor. They kept the size so adapting to the conditions of their world. They evolved to have red hair. This race of Nori also visited Terra when they interbred and were remembered as the giant red-haired legendary people, the Pugsati form Vega.